It's time for Musk.
As the president said, we're going to have a golden age.
Cuban.
Mark, Donald Trump and Mark Cuban don't go to people's houses and have dinner. Are you kidding me? That's who he is.
On the upswing.
Go!
So this is Mark Cuban on the social media platform Blue Sky. On Tuesday at about 4:15 p.m., Mark Cuban posts, curious what everyone thinks is the best way to have a positive or any impact on the country discussion during the first 30 days of the new administration. Almost 13,000 responses to this as of yesterday at about 9 p.m. I love the back and forth on social between Mark Cuban and Elon Musk.
It's entertaining.
Obviously leaders in both their own right, huge audiences, and what they say has impact.
Oh, for sure.
So what do you think of Mark Cuban's question here?
What was the question again?
Question is, in the first 30 days of the new administration, what is the best way to have positive impact on the country?
To embrace nuance. One thing that politicians, business people like Elon and Mark Cuban, and just dumb old citizens like us who, you know, mess around on X and everything, is nuance. Mm-hmm. Everything is so binary with everybody, and everyone's so opinionated, and you're either on one side or the other of a topic, and there's no room for, I'm going to say the word again, nuance.
Yeah.
And I think that's been the crux of so many problems and so many fist bumping issues over the last 5 or 10 years, that the only way that you're ever going to come to actual real solutions and legislate and get things done is to embrace that kind of stuff in the middle, because that's where everybody meets.
I mean, for me, it's about embracing the local level, getting knowledge on a truly local level, knowing your local officials, offering to help, finding a way to build those connections and have impact where you can walk and get to easily and say, hey,
sure,
I want to help. And maybe ignoring some of the national news. That's where I want to see the impact, Mark Cuban. All right, let's go on to Elon Musk. Elon, yesterday, Tuesday on X at about 9:22 a.m., pretending to work while taking money away from taxpayers is no longer acceptable. RTO. At the federal level, return to office mandates are often kind of these smoke screens for layoffs. What do you think is going to happen if and when the new administration says, all right, federal workers, it's all back to the office all the time?
I mean, they're gearing up to get rid of people in a slimmed down government, which there's places where that's appropriate and it's needed. And there's also places where it needs to be beefed up. Work from home is it's a touchy subject. And I think it really depends on whatever sector you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're working on a computer all day, do you really necessarily need to be in the office?
Right.
If it's something where you really need to coexist with other employees and create think groups and stuff like that and just be in person to get things done, yeah, then I think you need to have people in the office. Nuance, again, it's not binary. It's not black and white.
Yeah.
You have to look at every single situation and go, you know, where is it advantageous to have people work from home who have families and all that kind of stuff? And where is it appropriate to just make everybody come in?
Yeah, so, flexibility isn't only about work from home. I think work from home needs a rebranding for sure. I mean,
yeah,
that phrase has almost negative connotations now. And it's not what it's all about.
It's been perverted into something that it's not, like we do with every stupid phrase. You know, we need to just take a step back and figure out what works and what doesn't work, and not just stand up and go, everybody's working from home. Well, why? Because you say so? That's not good enough for me.
Yeah. No matter what, with many of these issues, lawsuits will fly for sure.
Oh, yeah.